Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the left side of the page. That's the afternoon show. That would be moi. And the other one would be Tim Brown's morning show, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and feed into the live feed with and by subscribing to that website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Folks, if you want to call in, we've got two guests, Sam Sorbo, wife of Kevin Sorbo, and Lynn Taylor. We're going to be talking about indoctrination and homeschooling, maybe not in that order, but maybe a little bit of the mixture when it comes to the two of them. It's going to be a great combo, friends, because this is what we've been doing for the last 23 years. We just did a high school and a college last week in South Carolina. So this is very befitting concerning what is happening, what a better place to go to raise up the next generation of a bunch of slaves. And that's really what we're seeing on so many different fronts. And we'll get to that in just a moment. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. 9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to give a real quick intro and then we're going to pull up Sam Sorbo. We got her for two segments. Again, going back to what we're seeing in America, the indoctrination illegally through the federal government, violating the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights per state, right, in all 50 states of our union. It's one of the country's largest government functions. Matter of fact, in 2016, about 45 million children attended public schools. So the school system is, in fact, the largest employer in many American towns. As a matter of fact, again, U.S. taxpayers spend more than $575 billion on elementary and secondary education. In 2016, some states like New York, Alaska, for example, spend more than $20,000 per student. So do you see why they do it? Right? And despite these massive expenditures, many think our educational system is badly broken, which it is, or at least not performing at a level befitting these huge expenditures. Public schools are often in the news for all the wrong reasons, from school shootings to teacher walkouts. Reform efforts are constant, yet true reformation still seems a distant dream from our most public school system. That's why it's interesting to note a quiet revolution. Is it quiet? I don't know. In education, homeschooling is not new. It's a pretty big deal. As a matter of fact, before the rise of public education in the late 19th century, home education was the way that most people were educated. And I'll tell you what, friends, from 1999 to 2012, the percentage of students were homeschooled, and it doubled from an estimated 1.7% to 3.4%. And since 2012, that growth has continued, and today an estimated 2.3 million children in this country are homeschooled. So without further ado, what I'm going to go ahead and pull up Sam Sorbo for you, and we're going to talk about the issue of being homeschooled. And there we go. Do we got you, Sam?
I'm here.
Okay, we got you. Thank you for joining us again. We talked about having you on about a month ago. We were on the road. We just got back, and in the process of doing so, we were doing high schools and colleges abroad. And one of the things that you really like to cover is homeschool. Why is that so important to you? I'm curious.
Well, first I'd like to say I try not to call it homeschool anymore because it's not home and it's not school. And the reason that I harp on education so much is because we have something called our education system that is engaged in the opposite of education. Everything that they teach in school is virtually the opposite of what a good education ought to entail. And so, and I can go into details on that if you want.
I do. Now, firsthand, again, just giving you my experience, because I know you know a little bit about what we do as well. We get in trouble for it quite a bit, as a matter of fact. But in my arena, they teach earth worship. They teach evolution, illegal all the way up until 1968. Socialized medicine, world government, animal rights. I mean, it gets really weird, Sam, as you well know, as to what's going on in public schools. And now we can see what's happening all across the boards. It's craziness, to say the least. So, yeah, let's get some of your details concerning the things that you need to highlight or like to highlight, sharing with 155 cities as to what is happening in public schools in comparison to what is happening at school at home. Was that okay?
Yeah. Very good, actually. I call it home learning or home-based learning, or we could call it self-teaching. I mean, there are a number of different words that we can use, but we know what we're talking about. We're talking about something that is driven more by the parents than by some bureaucrats who have a nefarious agenda. You cannot argue that exposing young children to pornography is somehow beneficial for their education. And you can make other arguments if you want, but it's not about education. And that's why, you know, I started getting kind of upset with people because they would grant me that education wasn't really happening, that they weren't really accomplishing what they were setting out to do in the schools in terms of education. And then the next question would always be, but what about socialization? And I started saying, it was so easy to refute the socialization argument. But I finally started saying, oh, I'm sorry, I thought we were talking about education. You're changing the subject now. You want to talk about socialization. And for some reason, you think that the best way to socialize a child, which, by the way, I don't socialize my children. I socialize my dog. But my children learn social skills. That's completely different than socializing them. But you, for some reason, think that the optimal way to, quote-unquote, socialize a child is to put them in a group full of other children that are that age. And that's absurd. Just on its face, that's ridiculous. Because how are children going to learn proper social manners from other children? No, you learn the social mores from adults. You don't learn them from other children. You learn how to bully from other children, or you can learn how to bully from other adults, as some children are learning in our public schools. But my point being that the entire argument is now twisted. Why? Because we all went through public school. And so we've all been convinced that that is what education looks like. And I'm here to say that's not what education looks like. For instance, they say that education is...
Sam, I got a hard break coming up. We got a 13-minute segment coming up next. Let's take this hard break, folks. We got Sam Sorbos with us right now. We are talking about indoctrination versus homeschooling. And again, friends, we'll explain more when we get back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomics.
Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomics Special Menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomics have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. And we have our friend with us right now, Sam Sorbo, wife of Kevin Sorbo. I hope that's a compliment when I bring that up, because we just had Kevin on a week and a half ago, and I'm sure it is. But I just want to make people known as to who you are, what it is that you're doing. I wanted to say this, Sam, and I'll give you back to what you were saying right before the end of the last segment there. I just seen you on CBN. I don't know if that was very long ago, but I paid attention to kind of some of the details that you were talking about. And it's interesting, because most people in the Christian world don't actually realize what's happening in the public realm, and yet 86% of those that call themselves Christians, believe it or not, are the ones sending their kids into public schools to be indoctrinated in the first place. That's a whole lot of hypocrisy, and that's scary stuff, to say the least. So with that said, let's go ahead and give it back to Sam, and you can give us your thoughts. Go ahead and finish that thought that you were giving to us during the last segment, if you could, please.
Well, I don't. I'm off track, but that's fine. Let's talk about Christian parents sending their children into Rome to be educated by Caesar. For instance, Christians will tell you that children are a gift from the Lord, right? But why would you send your gift out for someone else to open? And then you have to think, what is the goal of the school system for your child? Their stated goal is college prep and career readiness. Well, that all boils down to money. College prep is, why do you go to college? Why do you have to go to college? To get a good job. Why do you have to get a good job? To make money. What is career readiness? Making money. So their fundamental desire for your child, and that is the thing that they are indoctrinating your child with, that one value, is all money. It's all about money. And money is the determinant of whether you are successful or not. If you are truly a Christian, that should not be your guiding principle, right? Money is not the highest virtue, and it should not be the highest aspiration you have for your children. And so for that reason alone, why would you send them into what they are calling an education system? But I can go down the line to show you that it's not an education system. And for instance, we talk about Christian parents specifically because we believe in the Trinity, right? We believe Jesus Christ died, rose again for our sins and all of that stuff. And yet we send our children into an environment where they basically deny that that ever happened. Deny the existence of Christ, deny the existence of God. They full stop, they teach the alternative theory, let's say. Now you can say, well, some people have different theories. Okay, that's fine. Why aren't they teaching both then? But no, they can't afford to teach the truth. And so they teach the lie. And you are subjecting your child to that. Now you would think, but that's okay because I take my kids to church once a week for an hour. And I submit to you that an hour of church a week is not going to do anything, really, to combat the 7 hours of indoctrination plus homework every day. It just won't. But not only that, consider this. Every time you as a Christian parent, as a parent, every time you drop your child off at school, you're tacitly informing that child, I don't know, they know better than I do.
Yeah, good
Trust
point.
That.
Yeah.
Right? And so you are actively undermining your own authority in your house. Why do people have trouble with their teenagers? Because for years they've been telling the teenagers that they have no authority. And then all of a sudden the teenagers start challenging their authority and they're like, why, I oughta, you should respect me. Give me one good reason why. You've outsourced all your authority. So there are so many reasons why you should not be submitting your children into that system, but I go into it from a more fundamental approach on my TV show that I do on Epic TV called Schools Out with Sam Sorbo. I talk about the fundamentals. For instance, in our education system, what do they talk about? They talk about as the basis for your education. This is what education is all about. The 3 R's. We just want our kids to get the 3 R's, right? But what is that? Well, first of all, it's not 3 R's. So it's a bold-faced lie, right on its face, because it's reading and writing, which begins with a W, and arithmetic, which you learn starts with an A, so it's not 3 R's. But not only that, that is not education. Those are the building blocks. Those are the tools for achieving an education. Once you know how to read, do you know everything? Heck no. Now you have to go and read the book. And you have to be good at reading the book. You have to develop that as a skill. So it's not just, well, we'll teach your kid how to read. And by the way, any parent can teach their child how to read. And there are myriad books on teaching your children how to read. But then the other thing is, you know, as a parent, I look at education as being about faith, freedom, and family. And the reason I named the three F's is because faith is your worldview. It colors everything that you perceive in the world. So right now they're giving the kids CRT. Critical race theory teaches children that they are either a victim or an oppressor. In that way, they see everything through a single lens, whether it victimizes them or oppresses them, or whether they can victimize or oppress somebody else. That is a disaster. That is child abuse, teaching children to look at the world that way. So worldview is very important. That's why I talk about faith. And then the second one is family. Family, because you form your first relationships within your family. And then you grow those relationships to go outside the family. And you need guidance in how to grow relationships. And that guidance shouldn't come from other children your own age. It should come from your parents and mentors on how to build and form and maintain healthy human relationships. So that's the second one, family. And then the third one is freedom, because let's face it, we all believe that education is what sets us free, right? That's why they didn't want the slaves learning to read, is because the reading of things might educate them, and then they would be free, and they would know freedom. And yet, we have now in Oregon, just recently, the governor signed a bill into law. You no longer need to read and write to graduate high school.
Yeah.
So the education system is not engaged in education. I don't know how much more clear the evidence needs to be for people. Honestly, Bradley, I'll tell you something. After the first big school shooting, I would never have put my children into school.
Right. Yeah.
I just, what are you thinking? Yeah. And in fact, there was a thing that happened in Baltimore a few years ago, and these two girls beat up a third girl in the middle school bathroom and killed her. And within an hour, I know because I was on the air 3 hours a day back then, within the hour, the school superintendent had come out and announced to the press, our schools are safe. But I got to tell you, all evidence to the contrary. So they just say stuff.
Yeah.
And because we've all been trained, because we went to school, we've been trained to believe them. We've been trained not to question them. We've been trained to behave and obey.
Yep.
We just buy it. And we're like fish on the hook.
That's right. And I got 2 minutes left with you, and I want to give you as much time as I can. It reminds me of what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, the philosophy taught in the school in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. It's exactly what we're seeing today. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he or she will go, so when they are old, they will not depart from it. How many times I've had to confront parents that are angry with their kids. Wisdom is justified by your children, Luke 7:35. And going back to the public education system, as or so they'd have us believe, it went from international baccalaureate to 68 to no child left unindoctrinated to common core to now what you're covering right now. There is no justification in what's happening in public schools today whatsoever. And how many times I've had kids cross the line, grab a hold of me, tell me thank you for fighting for us. And I'm not looking for accolade, but the fact of the matter is common sense does come into play. The Lord commands us to raise up our kids, not some, you know, I like to say this, Sam, what kind of a fool, there's no nice way to say it, what kind of a fool would take their kids and send them in to be trained up by their sworn enemies? Absolutely makes zero sense whatsoever. I got about 1 minute left with you, Sam. Where do people want to go to see more of Sam Sorbos?
Okay, so they can go to samsorbo.com and also sorbos.com for the movies that Kevin and I do. And you can find me there also. I do respond to emails. I have a plenty of videos out on how to homeschool your children. Please watch the Epic TV show, EPOCH TV. It's called Schools Out with Sam Sorbo. It will make you rethink the way that you are approaching education, which is very hard to do because you've been taught what education is by these people who don't know good education. And they're only interested in getting the hearts and souls of your children and turning them away from you. And honestly, you know, we can make all the political changes we want. But if we're raising up a generation of children who believe in CRT and believe that there are oppressors and believe that America's a bad place, we're losing hope.
That's it. So, yeah, again.
Cool.
It's counterproductive in every step of the way. Sam, we'll do this again, okay? Totally appreciate
Thanks.
You. Yep, say hello to the husband for us, and we appreciate you. Sam Sorbo, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back with Lynn Taylor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden will be traveling to Brussels next week to meet with NATO leaders in his first visit to Europe since Russian President Vladimir Putin began his violent invasion of Ukraine. At the Show of Unity on March 24th, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden will reaffirm our ironclad commitment to NATO allies. His trip follows the prime ministers of Poland, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic heading to Kyiv as the shelling continues there in a show of support to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky despite the danger on the ground. The U.S. Producer Price Index, which tracks what American producers get paid for their goods and services on average over time, rose by just over 10% for the 12-month period ending in February, not adjusted for seasonal swings, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's a faster pace of price increases than economists had predicted. This is USA Radio News. Britain's top court has now refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange permission to appeal against a decision to extradite him to the United States to face spying charges. The court said they refused the case because it didn't raise an arguable point of law. Assange has sought for years to avoid a trial in the U.S. on a series of charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of a huge amount of classified documents more than a decade ago. A British district judge had initially rejected the U.S. extradition request on the grounds that Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions. Jennifer Carnahan, the wife of late Minnesota Congressman Jim Hagedorn and the former chair of the Minnesota Republican Party, announced that she's running for Congress to fill the seat vacated when he died last month. She said, "I am committed to continuing my husband's legacy of fighting to secure the border, defending conservative values, safeguarding the integrity of our elections, and serving the people of Minnesota's 1st District." This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, from Sam to Lynn, folks, this is just how it's going down today. We're talking about education, indoctrination. As you all know, Lynn's been a friend of the ministry for quite a few years. She's on Tim Brown's show quite a bit as well. And so without further ado, Lynn Taylor, thank you for joining us in such a short amount of time. And I believe we have you on air now. Are we good?
I think so.
Okay, there we go. I can see you,
yeah.
And so can everybody else right now, Lynn. Okay,
Hi, everyone.
So we've been going back and forth over the years, literally, about the things that go on in public schools, because the connection is, like with you and with Sam, is that we're all involved in homeschool and what's going on in the education system. We're inside of the school, so we get to see firsthand what's going on. But you brought some new news to us concerning some of the things that are taking place, and folks, it's way beyond out of hand. So can you go ahead and share that information with us, Lynn? Again, because this is just some unthinkable stuff happening in public schools, and it proves the point that they are zeroing in on your kids.
Absolutely. And the way that they're doing this is not so much through homeschooling, but it's through community services that attach to our education system and are offered to other choices other than public schools. For example, all your IDEA funding for special needs comes to the school, but those services are available to homeschoolers. Those career tech education courses, those apprenticeships, all those are offered to homeschoolers through our public system on our tax taxpayer dime. Yep. They come in through Department of Education, Department of Labor, and the latest is the Department of Health and Human Services. And in some of the information that I sent for today, I wanted folks to know that the Department of Health and Human Services, not the Department of Education, has just released the new poverty guidelines. And so they've upped the ante now so that any family under about $50,000, Bradley, will qualify for any sort of government service. And this is how they're getting the hook in to more and more families. And they're saying, well, you know, especially in the name of COVID, you've not been able to educate, so let us come in and be your partner. Well, here's the bad thing. The Every Student Succeeds Act increased the intrusion into every type of family through the Health and Human Services wrapped around the education services. And while Sam was really pointing out some great points about what education should be, we need to understand that just because we homeschool, we are not somehow shielded from all of this.
Right. You know, I totally get it, but I think what really gets me, and again, I want to reiterate the point, Americans, you're paying for this. They're stealing your tax dollars out of the coffers, and they're using that money against us to submit sooner or later as to what their whims are and what their will is in so many different ways. So in saying let's, I always bring in the word on everything I bring up, and it pops up in the Holy Ghost. I'll give it to the people as it comes. But in this particular situation, how is it that people put a stop to it from your perspective? Where do they go? Where do they cut the snake's head off? And where is that exactly as to how to basically kill this little cunning snake in its tracks, for a better way of saying it?
Right. I would suggest you start locally. If you're not going to your school board meetings, if you're not looking at the budgets, if you're not participating in where this money is going and what it's paying for, because it's not just, you know, the CRT. This is all about the, as you were bringing up, the Gaia worship and all this other kind of stuff. The after-school Satan clubs are now offering these programs as well that bump into our communities as well, and they're open to every single type of education choice out there. We have to remember that the Every Student Succeeds Act played a big number on us when they culled in the phrase lifelong learning. It also roped in the Higher Education Act and a labor law. So you've now got cradle to grave stuff going on, and they knew this was coming down the pike. And everyone who is saying, hey, I'm for homeschooling, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to sign my child up for an apprenticeship through Career Tech Education, or I'm going to go into a STEM program, or I'm going to this or that, or I'm going to use school vouchers or education savings accounts, you're playing right into the system.
It was John Dumphy, A New Religion for a New Age, that had said exactly, just piggybacking on what you just said, Lynn, the Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. He said, I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their roles as proselytizers of a new faith. He said these teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers like yours truly, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. He ends with, the classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. Listen to what he said here, friends. This is highly offensive, to say the least. He said the classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils and miseries, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. I mean, this is right out there in the face of the American people. And I got to go back to something you just said again, Lynn.
Sure.
You said Satan clubs in public schools. Explain that to all of our viewers and listeners, please.
Okay. because they used their First Amendment constitutional right to stand up and say, hey, we want to be able to be considered an after-school service just like the Christian clubs, they were granted that power. And so this is not so much in the public school as it's being held on public school property or near public school property after hours so that it can be opened up to the community. And they're using the science, technology, engineering, and math that is rooted in the secularism and the humanism of the United Nations. That's why STEM is so horrid. And this is what we're seeing take over as far as in our communities. I mean, every community, big or small, will have some sort of the Sustainable Development Goals, which backs up to the Gaia, the CRT, the collectivism, the all the other stuff that, we're seeing happen. So it's not just your public school. It's in your libraries. And I know, being a homeschool parent, libraries were one of the chief sources that we used. And so you're seeing this encroach on your families terribly. Now, there's an image that I shared with you that is from the Department of Education in Pennsylvania, where they are taking muffins with mom and donuts with dad, and they're rephrasing it to equate that anyone can take mom and dad's place. And if you read some of the comments that are attached to this particular post that was put out there, Bradley, you'll be really shocked at how welcomed this shift is.
How welcomed this shift is. Again, it just, it goes back to the conversation I was having there with Sam. It's just, it's, to me, it's incredible to think that you drop your kids off to people such as this, if you won't even call them that, and submit them to this sort of, it goes beyond indoctrination. I mean, when you're talking about having satanic clubs in a public schools, this shows the ignorance in the American people to tolerate that. That is not freedom of speech. Charles D. Montesquieu said the liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Our laws do not permit the activity that Satan promotes in any sense of the word. And you can find that the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree when you look at those that are doing his biddings, John 8:44. But again, they must be lawfully dealt with. But again, if the people don't know the difference, Lynn, they're going to go ahead and do whatever you let them get away with. That's why you have, though it's a small number of those that want you to believe there's such thing as transgenderism, that's why they're in your libraries teaching a handful of kids, and then they take a picture of it and blow it up like it's bigger than anything, you know, that it's cooler than sliced bread at this point. But it's just so far out there. And this is one of the things that I've continuously told the people, and they always do what you don't think that they're responsible for doing. And now the writing's right in front of our face, all over the walls. We have you, we have Sam, myself as a part of that, bringing this information to the public and saying, listen, this is what is happening. How are you going to respond to it? And so again, going back to the resolve, Lynn, how do we respond to it? How do the American people respond to what's going on? Yes, locally, but in more particular, who? The school boards? And then do we have to get an attorney involved and actually lawfully deal with them, unseat them, so on and so forth? Go ahead and say and explain, please.
Okay. I would suggest using the Civil Rights Act of 1981, Section 1983. I would suggest using 20 U.S. Code, Section 1232A, as your basis for any action that you would seek against every single school board member. That's what that section of civil rights law does, is because it says you as a government official in your office set out to harm my rights of my children, my family, and I'm now going to turn the tables on you.
Amen.
The 20 U.S. Code, Section 1232A, is the federal prohibition against any federal intrusion into any type of education, curriculum, resources, money, any of that. So, yes, absolutely, get lawyers. Get in groups, because if you go by yourself, you will be marginalized. But, yes, go in with the law. Go in with the word. Those two as your foundation, you will not fail. You might get knocked down, but that's okay. You get right back up.
That's
right. And people like us will be there to help you get back up and get back in that ring.
Do you have a website, a resource page that we can drive people to, Lynn?
Absolutely. My website is www.commoncorediva.com.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's stay abreast as to what's transpiring out there. Let's keep people in the know as to what's going on out there. I have one more segment. Are you wanting to hold over and give us some more information, or are we good at this point?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll do it.
Okay, sounds good. We got more information coming your way with Lynn Taylor, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, subscribe to that page before it's news.com. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to take any phone calls today. We've been talking with Sam Sorbo. By the way, if you want to check out her link, samsorbo.com. They're your kids and teach from love at samsorbo.com. And right now we have with us our friend Lynn Taylor. Now, Lynn, really quick, what I want to do is I want to show everybody on social media platforms this image that you sent to me that you just highlighted a couple minutes ago. Instead of muffins with mom or donuts with dad, donuts with grown-ups or muffins in the morning, breakfast with buddies, and breakfast with buddies or pancakes with pals and coffee with cardinals. What's coffee with cardinals all about? Is this an insertion of the church or Catholicism or what am I? Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How does that fare? I'm just kind of curious.
because your parochial schools are in on the Common Core machine as well. I mean, you know, there is no education choice that is exempt. I'm telling you, I've done too much research, seen too many documentations. The Catholic Church even has their own Common Core initiative that they started. So yes, and of course we know that's part of the UM. But here's something else I wanted to point out to folks that they don't know. There's a bill, and Tim and I did this on the morning show a couple of weeks ago, that Congress has on the table to promote school choice, okay, because after all, public schools aren't the only thing out there. But it would offer, are you ready, a tax credit or a tax voucher, Bradley, of $10,000 per family for you to use in any way you see fit to educate your child, including homeschooling. And here's the thing. Tim and I went over that bill. They tell you on page 4, okay, here's the $10,000. And who wouldn't want $10,000?
Yep, that's the bait. Yep.
And on page 6, they're telling you, now here's how you can spend it.
Oh, they tell you how to spend it.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's yours to do what you want with it, but here, we're going to tell you how to spend it.
Yeah, and so we've got to, you know, not only do we need to act locally with our school boards, we need to be letting these congressmen and women know we're tired of seeing our money abused like this and our children harmed and our families degraded over their poor, illegal, unconstitutional, and immoral choices.
Well, that's exactly it, and therein lies the problem. It's like we're made, as far as the resolve goes, we're always given the reference to go back to our said representatives, where we find that that's where the problem lies in so many different cases. So there's the responsibility of the parents once again. And I think what we're talking about right now is the fruit of carelessness, parents that are derelict of duty, and with all due respect to the truth of the matter, telling them the truth and shaming the devil, I understand that, because that's exactly where I came from. I was subjected to everything and protected from nothing. I knew I was being lied to. When you go into a public school today, the kids know that they're being lied to. They're trying to figure out where the love is, as I've said so many times on this show, from their said pastors who talk to them once or twice, and they do nothing about the illegalities of what's taking place in the school that's right in their backyard. A whole lot of hypocrisy going on, Matthew 23:3. So what else do we have on the docket here, Lynn, as far as what the American people need to know?
All right. In the name of COVID, the CHIP program, which is the Child Health Insurance Program, has just received, also along with new poverty guidelines that we talked about just a few minutes ago, but they have received even more permission from the federal government to start home visits to make sure that your family is safe. Now, here's what we need to understand, is that the Family Ambassador Program that the U.S. Department of Education has already instituted, or installed, excuse me, through the Every Student Succeeds Act, will marry with this, so that one more time, the way you raise your child is under government jurisdiction, not your personal choice.
Okay, so wherein then comes to play the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights? So the government stand back and act as if the federal government has the authority that's never been delegated to them by the people. So the assumption is, from the people that don't take the time to know the difference, that what the federal government is doing here is totally legal, when in fact it's not. It's a violation of the 10th Amendment. Am I right
Absolutely.
In saying that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works, and I guess if you're going to throw your kids into a public school today knowing what's in there, then I guess you deserve exactly what you're going to get. And that's not a slap in the face, Lynn. Again, common sense comes into play here as to you reap what you sow, Galatians 6:7, and people are trying to figure out why it is that they're having the problems that they're having with the younger generation. Take a look around. They're being indoctrinated. This we all know. I think what's more important than anything, and it's what we've always done, Lynn. Someone just asked me the other day, just having a conversation with you, just asked me the other day about the gospel. And I had said to them, well, what is the gospel? The gospel to me is the fact that I repented of my sin. Praise God for the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He comes in, makes me nothing, breaks me into 1,000 pieces, thinking of 34:18, 51:17 of Psalm, and Isaiah 66:2, and then he empowers me by his Holy Spirit to get about the work of his hands. And people want to know what the good news is. The good news is we've been saved from our sins, Matthew 1:21. Now we're empowered by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, Acts 5:32, to be about the work of his hands. And what is God's heart? Well, Matthew 4:17 comes to my aid, and what is it? Well, if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. And with the 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians, do you think they wouldn't be sharing that good news with the rest of us? And if it was true that they were truly saved and that they were true Christians, genuine Christians, do you think we would have the issues that we're dealing with in public schools in the first place, Lynn?
No, I don't, because I think they would have had the moxie enough to say, no, we don't need this type of system. This is not what was designed. This was not what was legally prescribed. And, you know, let me just point out the social and emotional manipulation that goes on through this. We've also done a show on this, Kim and I, where by 2027, Bradley, the market that encompasses curriculum resources, mental health services, big pharma, insurance, the whole nine yards all balled into one, $3 billion in profits. Now, what's going to happen is while they're getting their pockets lined, we're getting over-medicated, under-treated, and we're being told, oh, you're going to be just fine as long as you keep doing what we tell you to do.
Yep.
Never mind the fact that, you know, we have a healer. We have ways that we could deal with this that would be in line with family values, attitudes, and beliefs. But, see, that's the whole thing. If you can change the attitudes, values, and beliefs, Bradley, it's so much easier to break you of your family, to break you of anything that is deemed holy to you. And that's what we're seeing happen.
That's right. It tells us, under the judgments, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longings for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. And what we're seeing again, Lynn, is history being repeated because people haven't learned from history, and we're seeing it happen on our watch, and that's why we're in the middle of all of this mess, because we are not going to let it happen on our watch, at least concerning the abilities and the time that we've been allotted by God. We're going to make the most out of it, and we're going to expect big results from a big God, and to do otherwise would be to limit him, and we're not to do that. So, Lynn, one more time, go ahead, drive people to your resource page, please.
Okay, it's CommonCoreDiva.com, and you can catch me tomorrow morning with Tim.
Amen. Again, thank you so much for joining us, Lynn. I totally appreciate you, kiddo. I know you're bubbly. I know you got a lot of information you want to share. I have to do it in time, and this worked out perfect today. And again, we'll do this again as the Holy Ghost leads. No doubt about it.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. Folks,
okay.
let's go ahead and cover just a couple things, kind of line upon line, as to what we are seeing across the boards, and at least what I've seen firsthand in public schools, so you understand, again, what is happening. In Virginia, a state review committee found a slew of errors in many history books. A committee of five historians caught errors ranging from the incorrect year of, folks, just blatant lies in the textbooks. I'm here to tell you, friends, they do not have the authority to do that. As a matter of fact, if you find lies in history books or in science books or indoctrination of any sort in public books, in public schools, or in libraries, you can bring these people into court. Won't cost you a dime. They have a certain allotted time to correct the errors in the book. Now, the reason that they're being so riddled with all this indoctrination into the school books in the gist is because they see that the parents are derelict of duty. And if it wasn't true, then why are we where we're at today? Okay. Again, let me say this. And thou shalt, when I just got done reading the book of judgment concerning that of Judge Deuteronomy verse 28, and talking about how we have no power in our hands and our sons and our daughters shall be given unto another, God's judgments are not a lie, because God is not a man that he should lie. Let every man be a liar, and God be the truth. And that's just the fact of the matter. Read John 14:6. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.